Here's one of our favorite clips from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve.
We want our kids vaccinated.
I've got two things for you. I'm going to hold you to 5 minutes for the second one. The first one is money. People are getting it, not getting enough money to the pharmaceutical companies. I understand I've sounded the alarm a couple times on that. After I give Steve his 5 minutes, I'm going to come back and explain more what I'm talking about when it comes to money. Two, Steve, there are 1,000 times more people like me than are like you out there. When you tell someone they're going to die from something, it scares them. No disrespect. They don't blindly follow and think they're going to go to heaven. They're scared to die. So you're being told, hey, man, you don't take this. You're going to die and your kids are going to die. You, oh, cool, man. We'll go hang out with God forever. Me, oh, hell no. Let's go. Come stick me in my eyes with the vaccine and make me, you know, make me safe forever. Like, I'll go to the crazy extreme. And that's another thing that people are overlooking, or someone in your position are overlooking. They have scared people. You're going to die from COVID. Okay, come stick me then.
Listen, that's fascinating. And I don't think I overlooked it. I think I realized this.
Well, you have, because you've mentioned it before.
Yeah, I've realized this even in the church. I even realized this amongst churchgoers, Christians. They are terrified of dying. They are absolutely terrified of dying. And I'm not even going to take the whole 5 minutes. I'm going to cede some of my time back to you on this because I want to do an episode where we speak about this at greater length.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that right now, America is at a tipping point. We really are. And whether you realize it or not, this issue, this issue right here, how we proceed as it pertains to being forced to take the vaccine, being mandated. I mean, I want you to consider something. Australia, they have internment camps right now. You know what that is? I mean, you guys heard of the Holocaust, right? They have internment camps where they are, if you have COVID, they take you to a camp and say, you're going to stay here with all the COVID people. Australia, who's supposed to be a Western society, this is what's happening.
Yeah, but they're predominantly liberal over there.
Look, all I'm telling you is that we are at that tipping point. You say they're predominantly liberal, but look, this is for the liberal. This is for the conservative. This is for all you guys out there. I'm asking you guys to think for a second. We are being asked, we're being told to do something by the government, which we are the government. We are the government. Do you know your civics? Do you know your history? Do you know this great experiment called America, the constitutional government, a republic? We are the government, and we're being told that we must follow something, and it's nonsensical. It doesn't make sense. There's something wrong here, and we're at the tipping point. And listen, Billy, I'm going to give it to you. Is money part of this? Absolutely. There's no question in my mind that money plays a major role in this. No question. But I'm telling you that it's more sinister than money. It's more because this is control.
Oh, I agree with you.
This is control. This is hard, like, I'm going to choke you out control.
Yeah, we've mentioned before the masks are subliminal. Put it on over shut your mouth. Exactly. Put it on over your face. Shut your mouth. That's it. You know, to your point, let's see how far we can go.
Look, the other day, and listen, I really want to get to polar today before we get out of here. So, but I'm going to say this real quick.
Well, I'm still going off of this one.
Polar
day.
You got some more stuff?
Polar
okay, cool.
Day is in the back
okay,
of my
cool.
Head.
Well, let me say this real quick. I was listening to one of our NDCs, and Billy made a point. And I actually told Billy this yesterday. He made a point about this kind of stuff that we're seeing under this administration in such a short period of time is so extreme and so back-ass words and so terrible, obviously terrible, that it has to be, they're doing it in such a way where it's like, we know that history is going to look at this and say, oh my goodness, this is terrible. And we know that the population may push back and rail against it. And if and when they do, we got the 25th Amendment. And say, oh, Crazy Joe, he's the one. He's the reason why all this has been going on. We got to get rid of him. So from now on, I'm going to call him Scapegoat Joe because he is the scapegoat. I listened to that and it's almost as if I heard it for the first time. Like, wow. Because I believe Afghanistan was done intentionally. It was so bad you couldn't screw it up any worse than it is. This whole COVID mandate is so bad. What's going on at the border is so bad. The amount of money that they're trying to spend so much money that even Democrats are saying, hey, we can't sign off on this. It's so bad that I believe that if we can open up our eyes, if right now during this tipping point, if we can open up our eyes and start pushing back and saying, no, we're not going to take this, that they're going to turn around and say, Scapegoat Joe, it's time for you to go.
Yeah, they're going to push crazy to the limit. And if they realize that people are pushing back enough, like you said, like we talked the other day, it's just Joe being Joe. He's senile. We got to get rid of him.
Right.
And they'll find another way to command. They're going to mask it because everyone can see this is the Bernie plan. Now, this is kind of more of an extreme plan, but he's just a guy up there. They're puppeteering. And he's just spewing other people's ideas and seeing how far they can go.
Right.
And again, when they fail, sorry, man, this guy, he's nuts.
When they fail, right? But that's if they fail.
Well, no, we know they will, but will they
know if they will. Because
Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
We know they should. They are relentless and they're crazy. So they may never back down, even though it's staring them right in the face. This is wrong. This cannot be done. They'll still find a way to try to push through. You can show them the sky is blue and they're going to argue it's yellow until there's no breath left in them. And even then, their kids are going to argue it's yellow.
Okay. And that's fair, right? I mean, that's true and fair. But here's the thing to our listeners. If you are a conservative out there and you have liberal friends, or if you are a liberal and you're teetering on the conservative side, whatever the case may be, share this podcast. You're going to hear this over and over again. We're saying, think about it for a second. Turn off the TV. Stop listening to what everyone else is saying and just think about it. Pull out a piece of paper and do the math yourself. Start reading articles from different sources. Like I read the New York Times. I read CNN. Now, listen, I'm a conservative and I just told you what I read, you know, and there's some other outlets that I read that I don't like what they're saying, but I'm reading it because I want to make sure that I get a good balance of what's going on. And I want to make sure that I can recognize a spin, whether it's a left spin or right spin. And I'm telling you, think about this.
Yeah, we've told you guys before, don't listen to us. Well, listen to us, but don't believe us. Go look it up yourself. We're just two guys having a conversation. We're neighbors. We're telling you what bothers us, that's what's going on in the country. You should go tell your friends, coworkers, Democratic friends, conservative friends, Republican friends, whichever. Hey, man, check this out. Because, listen, we see what's going on here. See if you can open up somebody's eyes. That's all we're asking.